Pat West is a supervisory special agent with the Division of Criminal Investigation. He spent the better part of the day on the witness stand, laying out the foundation for facts to come later from other witnesses. Pictures projected onto a large screen behind the witness stand are corroborated in the courtroom by the actual item. The jury sees pictures of the small wood-framed bed Catherine Tornquist slept in, and then Pat West, wearing white protective gloves, holds up pieces of the foam mattress and the thick plywood panel that used to support it. These pieces show bullet holes and gouges at the top of the bed where the victim's head would have rested. The foam mattress contained two hollow point bullets with hair caught in them. The jury sees pictures and then sees the hollow points. There are photos of guns where they were found in the ceiling panels of Matthew Tornquist's dorm room at National American University in Rapid City. Prosecutors say one of them, with a makeshift cardboard silencer duct taped to it, was used to kill Catherine Tornquist on the evening of October 4, 2011. They say he bought another one with some of the $10,000 in cash that he took from his mother after he shot her. And then the jury sees the guns, six of them in all, five rifles and one shotgun, along with ammunition. But evidence of the blood trail at the crime scene can't be brought into the courtroom in any other way than through photos. Investigators used Blue Star Luminol, a substance that reacts chemically with traces of blood and causes them to light up. In the photos, where blood residue existed in spite of apparent cleanup efforts, there are pools and streaks of fluorescent cobalt with dots of white light scattered through the blue like stars in a night sky. On the floor beside the victim's bed in the living room is an especially large splotch of luminous blue with lit-up drag marks leading away from it. On the doorway to the outside is a blue handprint with a blue footprint nearby. And there's more blue light on the far left side of every stair tread leading out of the house. Pat West says, based on the evidence, he has no doubt that Catherine Tornquist is dead. It's up to prosecutors to prove that Matthew Tornquist caused her death. If they succeed, he'll be sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole, the mandatory sentence for either first or second degree murder. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.